While the crisis in Kenya is big news, this next story was also worthy of headlines across Africa on its western coast today.
Bonjour. À la une, pas de rallye Dakar en 2008. Les organisateurs
The Dakar Rally, one of the toughest events in the world of motorsports, has been cancelled. It was called off because of terrorist and security concerns in the country of Mauritania, which is the host of 8 stages of the race. The desert endurance race was due to start in Lisbon tomorrow. Destination, the Senegalese capital, Dakar. That's where NPR's Ophébia Quistarctan is based.
Dakar rally contestants assembled in Lisbon were bitterly disappointed by this message from the organizers at a hurriedly convened news conference.
Merci de votre confiance. J'ai malheureusement la terrible nouvelle à vous annoncer. Le Dakar 2008 ne partira pas.
Etienne Lavigne, the organizing director, announced that this year's Dakar Motor Rally had been called off at the 11th hour. He then read a statement explaining why.
La responsabilité première d'ASO est de garantir la sécurité de tous.
With direct terrorist threats targeting the event, the organizers said it was too dangerous to risk the lives of competitors and everyone else. The decision to cancel the Dakar rally was taken in consultation with the French government. This was after 4 Frenchmen were shot dead in Mauritania just before Christmas. A shocking attack, compounded by reports linking the gunmen to a terrorist network affiliated to Al-Qaeda. That sent alarm bells ringing in Paris and other Western capitals. Race drivers and bikers were scheduled to ride across the wind-blown Sahara Desert in Mauritania. The cancellation of the Dakar rally is a blow to the West African nation, which is trying to promote desert tourism. The high-profile rally was an ideal international showcase and a major media event. Mauritania's tourism minister, Madine Ba.
Ma première réaction... et d'avoir beaucoup de déception et d'incompréhension parce que au niveau de la Mauritanie.
The minister said Mauritania's initial reaction was disbelief and deep disappointment. He noted that only last week the Mauritanian government had met and given guarantees of reinforced safety and security measures, which seemed to satisfy the rally organizers, so he couldn't understand what had changed. The financial implications are huge for the cancellation of the multi-million dollar annual motor race. Ian Rochelle was in Lisbon waiting to compete in the Dakar rally.
It costs obviously an awful lot of money, but it's not just about the money. It's the time, effort and passion that our friends and family have put into getting us here. It's very devastating. We're just walking out of the press conference now. And it feels like we're at a state funeral. There's thousands and thousands of people with long faces. It's just devastating news.
Here in Senegal, where the Dakar rally was due to finish on January the 20th, there are mixed feelings about the race. For 30 years, anti-rally campaigners and critics in Africa have lobbied to have it stopped. They cite environmental damage and the number of children knocked down each year by a noisy and ostentatious procession of drivers and support vehicles riding rough across West Africa. Terrorism was never the issue. But it appears that this year, the specter of Al-Qaeda has succeeded where the activists failed, getting the Dakar rally scrapped, at least for 2008. Ophébia Quistarctan, NPR News, Dakar.